You know that guy had to be embarrassed. In Luke 6, Jesus said, "Don't judge others and you won't be judged. Don't condemn others or it'll all come back on you." So what if today I look for the best in people instead of the worst? I'll save myself a lot of embarrassment, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm with Miss Dawn at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are right around the corner. For tonight, though, we are dry with mostly cloudy skies. Not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature drops to about 43. Tomorrow is a fairly mild day for this time of the year. In fact, near normal with a high around 60. Look for a chance of a shower by the afternoon hours. Cloudy skies, then a better chance of showers and possibly a few thunderstorms. Tomorrow night and into Friday, low tomorrow night 52, Friday's high 56, and then on Saturday with partly sunny skies and chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s for a high temperature. Sunday's the better day with a high near 60 and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I don't think we really disagree so much.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute.
You know what I'll say? Yes.
We have a lot of disagreements here, but that's not the point here. We have a disagreement.
Yes,
we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
No.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach.
The New Odd Couple. Random weekdays on so-called news networks.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
I'm at my keyboard with anonymity.
So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes.
I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me. To me.
suppressed. Busy memorizing talk radio. And an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma, ooh. It's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or alcohol. Twitch who's ranting in all caps.
They're a douche, I will shortly unfollow.
But it's first I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole, you stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know,
cause now here come the trolls.
Have been trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the
trolls.
Now
here come the trolls.
Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me. Like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the biggest and broadest. Take two. It is the biggest and baddest broadcast in all land. Not the baddest broadcast. I'm Dan Morris. This is Joey Clark. Thanks for listening.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Well, I may as well give Dan the credit because yesterday we got a call from a guy who greeted me as Dan, and I didn't bother to correct him because it's an honor to be called Dan Morris.
Well, and I've actually changed my name. I don't think Joey Clark is cutting it. I've now changed my name to Baron Clay Coleman Sharp.
Baron Clay Coleman Sharp.
It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Is it an acronym for anything? Baron Coleman Sharp.
No.
BCCS.
No, it's just like, I just like the sound of it.
Sounds like a good football game.
Baron
Clay. Don't forget to watch the BCCS this year.
The BCCS says stop eating your veggies. They've been contaminated if you live in Arkansas.
Since we just played the Opinion Rhapsody, which is really, really well done, let's go with This Is Our Next Step on this happy hour?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
It's a doubleheader today, Joey. Our first one, though, will be this mashup. There's a lot of these on YouTube, as Al Sharpton likes to call it, but this one's particularly interesting because it involves Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama, our state national anthem, and Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Of course, Queen's very topical because the movie Bohemian Rhapsody remains in the top five since its release, and I think it's pretty well done, but let's see what you think.
I do. I love Freddie Mercury's voice. And I know, I kind of vaguely know how to play both of those songs. It's been a while.
Right.
But I remember them as I was listening to them. And it's about the same thing if on the guitar. I mean, a little more picking going on with the Skynyrd song, with the Sweet Home Alabama. But
the other part of our doubleheader occurred in Canada, where a Walmart employee did something I did here, but for a different reason. I told this story. I'll tell it quickly. I was at Sears at Eastdale years ago.
Okay.
To buy a couple of pairs of pants, and I'm standing there waiting and waiting, and nobody's coming around the cashier. There's no sign that says, go to somewhere else.
Right, and you want to get
those
pants.
They had this old-fashioned phone on the wall, and one of the buttons said intercom. So I picked it up. Would somebody please come to the menswear cashier? Thank you. And I didn't yell or scream or do anything ridiculous. And sure enough, within a minute, somebody... Because I saw some employees bubba-micing together, you know.
Sure.
So I get out of there. This guy, though, picked up the Walmart store intercom and flat-out quit.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management, this job, and Walmart.
Well, were there some cheers in the background, too?
Yes. Those sounded like customers who were...
It's pretty bold.
It is. Do you remember the...
Somebody who quit the radio business.
Yeah.
Local
DJ. That's all. Since we just played that, we should make it a triple hitter. What do you say?
Right.
This is always fun.
Do we know that we'll be rocking to it? Do we?
The big station 93 BLX is Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Anetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.
On a big station, 93. BLX.
That's the best part, is Mr. Big Voice, Mr. Station Announcer coming at the end. So there you go. Electrifying, interesting, comical, a lot of things.
It's really stupid if you ever want to work in radio again, but if you are going to do that, like, I don't think she went big enough.
Well,
I think it was too low key.
When you're working, and of course you're making $6 an hour for a generous company like iHeartRadio, which is what Clear Channel is.
God.
Things get around. You see, it's too long a story to tell now.
Okay. Let's go back to the pants. Did you get those pants after you used the intercom?
Yeah. No, somebody came right over and I bought them. Yeah.
Okay, there's no problems?
That's just it was a different way to get the attention I needed to buy a product.
You left me hanging there. I was very hung up on your pants.
No, nobody even knew that was me that was on the
thing. Well, very professional of you.
With my big announcer voice. I didn't want to be a jerk. I just wanted to get out. It is 3:20. Mr. Electric brought you all of this chaos. We thank them. This is a good time of the year to double check to make sure you don't have overloaded outlets, that any of the lights you're plugging in have the UL approval label. And Mr. Electric would also like you to know they've extended their offer. It's an excellent offer. $250 off an electrical panel upgrade or a real home generator. I mean, something that will back up and power up to 2,500 square feet of home. They've extended those offers through December at Mr. Electric. Here's the deal. When you need an electrician, like we just had the whole, we bought the parts for the Ring doorbell system. Now, they say you can install this yourself. That's not me. Mr. Electric, we called them out and they installed them and they work perfectly, of course. We had a couple of fixtures that were not shedding enough light. I think after I, you know, with the mailboxes and everything, I want more illumination out in front. So they installed new fixtures for us. And they moved an outlet. And they can, anything with electricity, look, and here's the deal. These are master certified electricians. Their customer service is top notch. They don't say we'll be out there between 9 and noon or anything like that. If they tell you we'll be there at 10, that's when they're going to be there. And they're also available on an emergency basis. But many electrical fires, remember what happened to Rick Walker a year ago? They happen at this time of the year because we're plugging in a lot of stuff. So just be extra mindful of that. And when you need an electrician, jot this number down, 269-8886. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. Very best. By the way, Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com, if you'd like to learn more online about them, or maybe wine.
Looking for wine at bargain prices? Introducing Walmart's Winemaker's Selection. Wines created specifically for the Walmart customer. Uncork the Chateau Treylor Double Wide. Pour a glass of Big Red Gulp. Sip on a Chef Boyardeau. Enjoy the Pinot Noir, Pabst Blue Nun, or the Merlot Rider. Walmart wines at an affordable price. You might even try the I Can't Believe It's Not Vinegar World Championship Riesling. And if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary at Walmart, toast and raise a glass of Nasty Spumani. Walmart's Winemaker Selection. Now available in boxes and screw tops.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing cost to be paid by the seller. Provide a 1-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS, they don't carry a sack. Instead they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts up on my list, shipped UPS overnight.
326, News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm just checking the numbers here today. I want to say, look at your green. Mark finished up. Good.
Good. Very good, indeed. Yes.
And I posted our friend Mr. Blackman's blog on yesterday's Trump, Pelosi, Schumer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only reason they're against the wall, let's say if the Republicans have the nutsack to get this done, this thing funded, passed into the Senate, and done. Of course, Jeff Flake will try and screw it up, but they could get the funding going for that and get that done. That's a winning issue for the Republicans. I mean, it's not even close, the number of people that want the borders secured. And the reason the Democrats are so eager to turn us into one big happy world, one big global, you know, family, it's the only way they're going to stay in power. Because they've got to put people into government programs, keep them dependent, and get them to vote for more money out of the treasury. And that's basically the end of a country, when people can vote themselves a share of the national treasure. And as we've been allowing that to go on way too long. But how about the people that are dead? I mean, that's really where Republicans need to emphasize. What do we say, what do you Democrats say to the family members? And there are thousands. What do you say to these people who were killed by people that got into this country illegally, who didn't belong here, who were deported and came back and did it? Then they slapped the wrist of the guy that shot Kate Steinle to death. And I guess unless it happens to you directly, it's not that big of an issue, huh? But any American that's been hurt, killed, robbed, raped, whatever, horrible crime, by somebody who doesn't belong here, I can't imagine what it's like to live with a situation like that, that your own government permitted it to happen. Because they care so little about locking down the walls, just like every other country on the planet does. And you're seeing a revolt against this migration crap going on all over Europe. Italy has elected a guy there calling him the Italian Donald Trump. But basically, nationalism has nothing to do with race. It's got nothing to do with race. There are people of all types and colors and countries all over the world. Look what's going on in France. Yeah, we want to be part of that big, what do they call it, that we pulled out of the climate...
The Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, the Climate Accord, which basically meant wealth redistribution. That's all it was a big scheme. Trump got us out. I don't know what our gas prices would be if he hadn't done that. But I love the fact that in California, where they are taxing everything to death, I tweeted this out this afternoon. They're paying $4.50 a gallon in California for gasoline. $4.50. I bought it for $1.89 on Sunday. And most places, they still have it at least under $2. I don't know what's wrong with them. Why do they inflict these wounds on themselves? Their income taxes are ridiculous. And I mean, it's like, remember Phil Mickelson? Now, he's a very wealthy man. But he said, it's really ridiculous. I'm getting taxed at the highest rate from the government, from the state, and I only get to keep about a third of what I make. Oh, the outcry. Oh, and you're only... What's wrong with somebody wanting to keep at least half of what they make, even if it is a lot of money? See, because guys like Pete Mickelson and other wealthy athletes, they do things like they buy boats, they buy nice things that require maintenance, large homes, and they kind of create jobs. They're just, you know, what the left wants you to think is that they take all their money, cash their checks, and put big piles. They got a room with nothing but money in it. And they like to dive into it and swim into it. Maybe that would be fun. But usually they're putting it to work somehow, some way, investing in a company or a new business or buying things that keep people employed. I had a buddy that sold yachts in Florida. And believe me, there's a lot of wealthy people and a lot of giant boats get sold down there. And their company barely made it through the Obama years. I mean, they were working with a skeleton crew, and everybody was afraid to buy. And now this guy says, you know, this has been one of their best years ever because people, so much of it has to do with consumer confidence. All right, things are getting better. Do I buy into this? Do I believe this? And the Democrats are doing everything they can to undermine that. But I just love the fact that we got one guy who will stand up and say, I don't give a damn. Given how the media treats this president, don't you find it amazing his approval is at 49? I got news for you. With Watergate and Nixon, we watched his approval go down from above 50, you know, into the 20s. And America was glad to see him go because they didn't want to hear about it anymore. Damn Watergate. Big mouse. What did he know? What did he know? And movies and everything else. So what did we get with that? Well, we got a feckless Gerald Ford, who nobody voted for. It's one of the great lines in All of the Family, where Archie and Meathead are arguing about Gerald Ford as president. And Archie says he's doing a damn good job for a guy that nobody voted for. It's amazing how I can quote something like that.
It's stuck with you.
And I had to spend 10 minutes trying to find my key when I was leaving to come in this afternoon.
I didn't want to mention it, but you also called Phil Mickelson Phil one time, then you called him Pete the next time. You said Pete.
I did?
Yeah, you said Pete Mickelson.
Who's he?
I don't know. I was about to ask, but you were on a roll. I didn't want to stop the roll. It was a good point about taxes.
All right. I'll call my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, and have myself tested. This sounds like the early onset of something.
Need some omega-3s or something.
Yeah, what are those? What are the ones they sell for the brain?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to give out a particular brand.
No. There's one. Crap.
Fish oil?
No. I think it starts with a B.
Ginkgo biloba?
Maybe I'll just. I'm sure Costco sells those in 55-gallon drums. So I could probably pick up a barrel of those and maybe I can...
No, you'll be the new face of nootropics.
Oh, yeah?
Supplements for the brain.
Oh.
Nootropics.
I'm so lucky to have my cars covered by Don and Don.
I know.
Don Duncan to take care of the engine and the working parts, the tires. And Donnie Turner to take care of the body of my vehicle. What a job. They took on over there. This is a text from Ginkgo. That was, by the way, from the Big Prairie Dog.
Alan!
Thank you. Maybe we'll see you Friday. That would be nice. I haven't had you in a Friday afternoon in a long time. So, I had a little work that needed to be done on the road over at Donnie Turner's today. And, I was going to try and get it detailed before I go to Florida, but I was so ashamed that I didn't get a chance to try and clean it down a little bit before I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, you know, a lot of food travels in that car because they feed the morning crew.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if I'd rather sit in my car or eat romaine lettuce from an unknown origin at this point.
It's something, yeah, but you can't. I've done it. And I know what you're going through. And I'm sure they've seen worse.
I don't want to be that way. I'm just a natural slosher.
Slosher?
Well, I sloshed all the time.
I have noticed. It's the way you carry your cups. Like your big styrofoam cup that we put over on the far side of the studio.
Did Jack leave me one today?
No. He wasn't here today.
Oh.
I don't believe. But, you get these big, you know, how many ounces, 32 ounces?
44.
44-ounce styrofoam cups. And you don't hold it by the base when you walk around. You hold it by the lip with your thumb in the middle of the cup. And occasionally when you swing your arms, as we all do when we walk, other than Vladimir Putin, you slosh some of your warm coffee. Outside, of course, not anywhere near here.
Hey, I got a lame-ass story to tell about comedy Christmas parties.
Yeah?
After this break.
Great, man. Ours tonight.
Anyway, God bless the Donnies. Don Duncan, by the way, if you call or participate in the morning show, every week we give away the works. We have a Super Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up for Alabama's game against Oklahoma. Joey's wearing this... I guess it's kind of cool. Who's that, Ric Flair?
Yeah, it's Ric Flair tacky Christmas sweatshirt.
With lights in it.
Yeah.
That's not as cool as my headset that I wear on TV in the morning.
I agree. That's really cool. I'm just slightly cool.
So where was I going with this? Oh.
When we come back.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out. But we sure appreciate you tuning in at 3:37. Thanks for your calls, too.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident. Bell Road at Atlanta Highway. If you're in that area, be careful. Haynes Ambulance standing by. 65 and 85 holding regular speeds right now. Boulevard doing okay. Still a little bit busy there on the east side over 85 right there in that construction zone. Join Trenum State for their Collegiate Chorale Winter Concert Illuminations tonight at 7 p.m. The concert's going to be in the auditorium on the Patterson Campus, Troy Highway, Trenum State Community College. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are right around the corner. For tonight, though, we are dry with mostly cloudy skies. Not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature drops to about 43. Tomorrow is a fairly mild day for this time of the year. In fact, near normal with a high around 60. Look for a chance of a shower by the afternoon hours. Cloudy skies, then a better chance of showers and possibly a few thunderstorms. Tomorrow night and into Friday. Low tomorrow night, 52. Friday's high, 56. And then on Saturday with partly sunny skies and chance of an isolated shower somewhere. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s for a high temperature. Sunday's the better day with a high near 60 and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. Now that we have your undivided attention, there's a whole bunch of stories breaking. They sentenced Cohn, Trump's lawyer, to 3 years, $1.5 million in restitution, and a bunch of other crap. He's a weasel weenie. I doubt... First of all, didn't they order Stormy to pay? Again, they you know, that decision was upheld. She has to repay Trump how much?
$300,000.
I wonder how many times she has to lie on her back.
Probably about 100 times.
100 times?
So less than, not even a third of a year.
Well, yeah, she's been on tour doing these clubs all over the place who get excited. Stormy Daniels.
I don't want to get into like all the, you know, the ins and outs of the porn business, but, you know, like I...
No pun intended.
No, I didn't. Actually, that sometimes I'm just that clever. But... Let's just say, given her high-profile status in political news, she probably is very popular in the pornography business and can earn more money than, say, your average performer. So she can probably make that money pretty quickly.
All right.
That's my guess.
Okay.
So no tears for Stormy.
There is another story on Drudge claiming that Ellen may be ending her show. What will millions of drooling vegetables have to watch with their afternoon wine when Ellen ends her show?
Whatever other crap they put in her place.
With her silly little dance and her jokes that are not funny.
And she used to be, like, really funny. Like, when she was just stand-up.
I must have been...
She was just a stand-up comedian.
I must have been drunk then.
Yeah.
I missed it.
No, but I feel like it's a thing, the same thing that's happened, or did happen to Jay Leno. You do the Tonight Show long enough, your jokes are kind of middle of the road. You're not going for the jugular as like some of these other comedians out there. But you listen to Leno just chat on an interview, like say online, not mainstream. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious. Has all sorts of stories, but something about network TV.
Oh.
I
can't say anything.
Right.
Unless it's, you know, approved propaganda.
And we can dance.
Now, there's another story here about the Aquaman movie.
Oh.
Raves. Most exciting, epic superhero movie ever made. Film review. James Wan's outrageous underwater epic rewrites the superhero rules.
Okay.
Yesterday I was reading about the new Batwoman. She's gay. We're supposed to be excited about that, too.
What is she?
Catwoman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Michelle Pfeiffer and the Burton one already was.
I don't know. Who cares? I read Batman frickin' comics for many years of my childhood. I don't recall once sex ever being an issue. I don't recall Batman going on dates or anything else. For all I know, he could have been gay too. What difference does it make? That's not why they're popular.
Jeez. Well, he did have a manservant and a boy apprentice.
No, it's Benny and Veronica. Let me go back to this. Directed by James Wan.
Yeah.
Of Furious 7. Aquaman ventures from a neon Tron-inspired Atlantis to ancient ruins straight out of Indiana Jones and then into a nightmare realm of evil swarming fish monsters.
Mm-hmm.
gigantic battles between innocent crab people. guy's riding armored sharks. To call this movie big is an understatement. Aquaman has damn near everything. Amber Heard wears a dress made out of domesticated jellyfish. Julie Andrews voices a Lovecraftian aquatic leviathan.
Oh, that's cool.
And Nicole Kidman eats a live goldfish, presumably fake. Willem Dafoe spins a trident so fast it creates an impenetrable saltwater shield. Yadda, when is this coming out?
Let me double check that. I was assuming like this week. I'm going to go see it because of all the hype and given that the reviews are good. They did a great job with Wonder Woman. They really dropped the ball with Batman v Superman. They dropped the ball with Justice League. But Wonder Woman was good. It was a pretty, really good movie. Okay, Aquaman, December 21st.
That'll probably be one of those $200 million openings.
Well, and I can't think of a guy who, like, more... He is, like, the name on women's lips, and some men's... women's lips, when they're talking about, like, the hottest guy, they swoon over him. It's this Momoa character, the guy playing Aquaman. And I have to say, when I heard all the hype and I looked it up, I was a little intimidated. It's like, well, damn, that's not fair. And then I got over it.
What's his real name, Gil? You can expect that kind of story.
This is a gentle comedy.
You know, we are having the Creedence Bluewater vote. We will be at Baumhauer's tonight, by the way. I will be heading over there right after the show. And every year at this time, I always take a moment to think back to days when I didn't have a company party to attend and how left out of the, not just the business, but the world I felt, you know? So, once again, I'm very grateful to have one to go to. And then, what's today, the 12th? 6 more days, and you're officially stuck with me for 5 more years.
Awesome. It's like we're married on air.
How long have we been together now? Over 5, right?
8 now.
Jeez.
7 or 8.
See, I can recall very specifically into the 2000s, early 2000s. But this decade, is JV. I have trouble remembering. Just, and you know how good my memory normally is.
Right. It's like a steel bear trap.
But it don't work so good between 2010.
A lot happened.
And today.
Yeah. I mean, we went through that 2012 election together. That was epic.
Yeah.
The 2016 election.
Oh, by the
election.
Way, you know, this whole thing with the violation of campaign finance laws. Wasn't Obama fined $375,000 for campaign violation laws in 2008?
Yeah, it was like a reporting.
So why wasn't he impeached? Is he special? Does he have some kind of special protection against the law that Trump doesn't? Or is the law only enforceable on presidents that the media hates? I'm just curious.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Bastards. I tell you, there are days, man, I just, if I didn't have other things to be concerned with, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and to get into the weeds a little bit, Obama could easily make the case, the person running my finances and my campaign forgot, and that's why they paid a fine.
Oh, that's why.
Reporting something. What Cohen's claiming is Trump directed me to go pay these women.
Oh.
Though he's pled guilty to that, we'll see if they can actually prove that. In a court of law, I highly doubt it.
Uh-huh. anybody got a Christmas request? It looks like the phone's ringing. Let's grab that real quick before we go to break. Hello, who's this?
Gino.
Gino, what's up?
Not much. How about you?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Is Greg?
Yes. We are on the air, Gino. What is it you wanted to talk about?
Oh, well, the stuff I sent you out there, all the stuff I sent you, complaining about the shaving cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got it here in the studio.
It's for the song, right?
Well, that's what that was because of that your thing y'all play. I want you to play the shaving cream thing for me one
too
day.
Too bad you weren't listening yesterday because I was stunned and happily shocked to see a can of Dominique's U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup, which is my favorite.
I was listening.
That was, that was just like, man. guess what I had for dinner last night?
I can guess.
There you go.
Anyway, I hope you enjoy all that stuff, and just have a great day.
I appreciate it, Gino. Thank you for the call. Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, I'm going to ask both of you guys this, and I'll hang up. It's just something funny. Who would you pick if you had to be on the desert with Stormy Daniels or Megyn Kelly on a desert island?
Now, wait a minute. What's this question again? Run this by me one more time.
If you was going to be stuck on the island, stranded on the island, which one would you rather be with? Megyn Kelly, I'm asking Julie also, or Stormy Daniels?
Stormy Daniels.
I knew he was. You know? I just won $30. I'll owe you a pizza, man. It'd be a cheap one, though.
You haven't heard my answer yet.
I didn't want to get you in trouble.
That's true.
I'm messing with you. Which one?
If that was the case.
Yeah, those two.
And politics aside, Stormy.
And all you're doing is hanging out on a beach.
Yeah.
Not like you're doing anything beyond that.
Because Megyn Kelly looks totally sexless to me. She's beautiful.
Right.
But there's a lot of beautiful women who are not sexy.
Wow. No, that's a true distinction, actually.
If we asked our listeners to call up and name beautiful women who aren't sexy, we could probably get a good list going. In fact, I'd rather talk about that than this damn crap. Ken.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Didn't Cohen at one point say that he recorded every conversation he ever had with his clients?
I don't recall if he did or he didn't, but wouldn't that be attorney-client privilege, or is that no longer sacred in America?
Well, first of all, if you're not known that you're being recorded in a private situation, that could be a wiretapping issue.
Depends on the state.
Yeah, it depends on the state. But I remember at one point they were saying that Cohen was talking about how he had recorded conversations he had with Donald Trump. And that's the only thing that bothers me about this whole issue, is that they might try to say, well, he said that he didn't, but we've got him on tape that he did.
I have no idea. I'll try and get a qualified opinion.
Okay, and then one last thing.
Yes.
The mashups. The best mashup I've ever heard ever is, it's called Imagine a Jump. It's Imagine by John Lennon and Jump by Van Halen.
I think I've heard that.
It works perfect.
Hang on a second, because I have played some of these, and I may have one in the system. I'll play it if I can find it, okay?
All right, dude, thanks.
Appreciate it. If you're a man and you're facing a divorce situation, especially when there are matters of custody involved, you need representation who has experience in representing men in those situations, because there are prejudices that still exist in the court system against men. This is why I urge you, going through a divorce is tough enough, challenging enough. Having good representation to fight the battles and get a livable arrangement so you can focus on moving forward with your life is the way to go. Take it from somebody who did not do it that way and paid dearly. An attorney, I ended up giving the guy, I don't know how many thousands of dollars, because they were just racking up bills. I mean, may have been to his office once. And frankly, stuck me with an agreement that was very, very difficult to live with, given the changes that took place in the radio business in the 90s. That said, I paid every penny of it, but it was not easy. Now, you don't want to try and manage that. You sit with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and you talk about what you'd like to achieve, but let them get in there and fight those battles for you. These are two incredibly intelligent and very experienced attorneys who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. For a consultation, you can save, by the way, $50 on a consultation fee by mentioning that you listen to the station. 819-4810, 819-4810. If you'd like to learn more about them, their firm, and the testimonials that men have written on their behalf, go to divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. And they'll also be our first guests of 2019 on January 2nd.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's see how the roads are behaving. We got Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing good at the moment. So is the Boulevard. Construction zones, we got those all over the place out there. Watch out for the orange and white barrels. School buses, those are finishing up their runs right now. Just watch out for them and the kids. Christmas is alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit Southern Homes and Gardens,